Okay.
Vote.
I don't agree with that parliamentary interpretation, but as long as we have the all have the same understanding of what we're voting on, I think it's probably a moot point.
Well, I can read it.
I wish I had had the opportunity to ask a question before I got into this table stuff.
Questions are always in order.
All right, I have a question. I would like to hear what Raoul thinks of your motion, Brian, to have depreciation in the operating budget and then zero it out in cash and capital.
That is not... Sorry. What's always in order is a request for information.
Well,
you're asking for substantive discussion of the motion. That's not in order while there's a motion to table pending. We should just take a vote on the motion to table. First, I should ask if there's any objection to the motion to table.
Yes.
Okay, there's an objection. Now, Paul, can you call the roll on it? And if it fails, it'll still be open for discussion tonight.
Okay,
this is a motion to table?
Correct.
Yes, this is a motion to table the motion currently on the floor. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Lydia Brezon.
No.
Adriana Kasanov. Brian Edwards Teichert.
No.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Pat.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Meneja Saba.
Yes.
Is that a yes or a pass?
Yes.
Yes. Affirmative. Raul Salvador?
No.
Barbara Whipperman?
No.
Okay, going back. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yeah, I'll abstain.
Okay, it's 3-4, 5 against, 1 abstention.
I'll just say if folks want to postpone this after some discussion to the next meeting, I'll support that. I just want a little more time to chew it over before we adjourn tonight. Other folks who want to speak on this issue?
May I ask, or can we ask Raoul's opinion of your, you know, what I said a few minutes ago about...
Sure. Raoul, what do you think?
Yes, what we discussed, what Brian had proposed and what Lydia had indicated or shared with us are one and the same thing. I think that is actually my intention since the last time around. There is a budget that is an operating budget where a depreciation item should be included, and that is because depreciation is an accounting item that needs to be part of the financial statements, and therefore, for comparison purposes, we need to have a depreciation. After looking at some of the budgets last year and what the budget spreadsheet, the template that we've been using, if you look back onto those schedules, there's a second tab there that actually highlights the cash flow tab, where depreciation is excluded in that particular schedule, and that is probably the demonstration of what we are discussing right now, that for cash flow and analysis basis and evaluating the sustainability and the feasibility of a certain budget, whether we have a surplus or have a balanced budget or a deficit, the depreciation is a very important item. That is because, like Brian had said, there's no actual payment being done. Therefore, what we need to include when we evaluate the feasibility is what we have to allocate to the capital expenditures. And that is not an accounting item that shows up in the financial statement, although it shows in the cash flow statement. Therefore, I think this is a great, this is we're doing the same thing as in the previous, except that we're not used to showing depreciation as an expense item and then making a secondary schedule below the line that would adjust the depreciation back to the net income or the net loss, so that we will be able to evaluate whether we have a cash surplus or a deficit. And I think that we need to really study hard and review our capital expenditures that we project on a year-to-year basis, because that, in effect, is very important as a depreciation item. If we cannot do without the other. Therefore, I think I totally support this presentation, and I think we're addressing both the auditor's concerns as well as some of the management concerns.
Anyone else on this topic? Okay, is there anybody who would like to postpone this at this point to our next agenda 2 weeks from now so they have time to chew it over before we actually put it to a vote?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, record that as a motion to postpone this item until the July 22nd agenda. Is there any objection to doing that?
Yes.
Okay, our Paul, can you call the roll?
Yeah. Okay. Motion is to postpone this to the July 22nd meeting, which is the next meeting. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Lydia Bazan.
No.
Adriana Kasanov, Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Marcus Jetter, R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Manager Saba.
Yes.
Raul Salvador.
Abstain.
Barbara Whipperman.
Abstain.
Okay, it's 5-4, 1 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay, let's postpone to the next agenda. And everyone, I do apologize for bringing that without having it on an agenda ahead of time, which is why I supported postponing it. We have run our agenda for this evening. That means we
Michael
are now adjourned.
Check. I'm sorry, Michael Dusek. When I looked at the minutes, we actually postponed something to this meeting, last meeting. This is some version of this referred to us by the CMB about HR.
Okay. Any objection to continuing with taking minutes approval back up again?
No, it's not minutes approval. In the minutes of the last meeting, we postponed something to this meeting.
I see. What is the item that we postponed to this meeting?
There was a motion that the PNB referred to the Finance Committee about having HR consultants at every meeting or something like that. I don't remember the exact language.
I can read it.
Okay.
Well, this is Lydia.
Lydia, can we wait for our Paul to read it so we know what we're talking about?
Okay.
And then we'll call on you.
This is a motion that was referred to the NFC by the PNB, and the motion is an HR employment attorney must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussions. And that was postponed to the next meeting, which is tonight, yes.
So to clarify for everyone, the PNB sent that motion to the Finance Committee for feedback so that we can advise the PNB before it puts it to a vote. Lydia, you had asked to speak.
Yes, given that we don't know the financial state of the foundation with any degree of accuracy at this juncture, we cannot make an informed decision and render an informed opinion, so I move to postpone.
To postpone to when?
to the first meeting in August, whatever that is, of this committee.
Do you have the calendar handy? Do you know what the August meeting date is?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking our Paul.
Oh, okay.
12th, I think. Yeah.
Yes,
12th. The 12th.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's agreeing it's the
12th. Okay. So Lydia's motion is to postpone this until August 12th. Is there any objection to postponing it to August 12th? Hearing none. It's postponed to the 12th. Michael, thank you for keeping that on our plate. And let's see, we'll probably be able to have a more productive conversation if we know what the hourly rate for Pacifica's HR attorney is going into that meeting. Raul, is that something you can look up for us before August 12th?
Yes, I'll inquire, yes.
Okay, great. Michael, unless you know of anything else that we have neglected, then I think we are adjourned.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night.